From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Authorities in Turkey are saying a child suicide bomber carried out a Saturday attack on a wedding party in the southeastern part of the country, not far from the border with Syria. At least 51 people died and scores more were wounded, many of them critically. Shortly after the attack, the Deputy Prime Minister Mehmet Şimşek flew to Gaziantep and took a defiant tone. He said the aim of terror is to scare the people, but we will not allow this. Meanwhile, the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the Islamic State is a chief suspect, accusing the group of targeting Turkey's Kurdish minority and seeking to create divisions within the country. Meanwhile, the U.S. condemned the wedding attack. A powerful typhoon struck near Tokyo Monday, temporarily shutting down a major city airport and grounding more than 500 flights nationwide. Typhoon Mindule made landfall about 12:30 p.m. local time in Tateyama City, which is 80 kilometers southeast of Tokyo, according to the Japanese Meteorological Agency. As of 7 p.m. local time, the storm packed wind gusts up to 144 kilometers per hour. Corruption in Nigeria, and security will top the agenda as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visits Nigeria this week. Kerry is also expected to discuss the state of the economy with Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari during his trip to the capital of Abuja and the northern city of Sokoto. The visit comes as the two countries have gradually been stepping up their cooperation after a period of strained relations. This is VOA News. The Israeli military conducted tank and air attacks targeting Hamas positions in the Gaza Strip following a rocket attack that hit an Israeli border town. There were no casualties, and at least two Palestinians were wounded in the Israeli strikes. There was no claim of responsibility. China says a branch of its Coast Guard is holding live firing exercises in the Tonkin Gulf amid disputes over territory in the South China Sea. China has held several military exercises in surrounding waters since an international arbitration panel last month issued a ruling invalidating China's claim to virtually the entire South China Sea. Meanwhile, South Korea and the United States began annual military drills today despite North Korea's threat of nuclear strikes in response to the exercises that it calls an invasion rehearsal. This kind of rhetoric by Pyongyang is not unusual. However, the latest warning comes at a time of more tensions following the defection of a senior North Korean diplomat plus a U.S. plan to place a high-tech defense missile system in South Korea. Experts are saying the Zika virus will remain active in the U.S. maybe as long as two more years, with the Gulf Coast states being the most vulnerable. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the chief of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
I would not be surprised if we see cases in Texas and Louisiana, particularly now where you have the situation with flooding in Louisiana. There's going to be a lot of problems getting rid of standing water. When you have a subtropical or semi-tropical region with the right mosquitoes and individuals who have travel-related cases that are in the environment, it would not be surprising that we will see additional cases, not only in Florida, but perhaps in other of the Gulf Coast states.
The mosquito-borne virus has been linked to a severe birth defect called microcephaly in pregnant women, in which babies are born with abnormally small heads and underdeveloped brains. The Rio de Janeiro Summer Olympics came to an end late Sunday, with the final day featuring 12 gold medal events. U.S. Olympic Committee CEO Scott Blackmon said on the whole, the games were successful.
Despite all of the controversy leading in, whether it was water quality or Zika or security, that these games have been really well produced and enjoyed by the people who participated, most of all the athletes.
The U.S. dominated the games with 121 medals, followed by China, Britain, and Russia. It's now on to the next Summer Games in Tokyo in 2020. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.